Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a solar storm may have an effect on the U.S.
A strong solar storm headed toward Earth could produce northern lights in the country and potentially disrupt communications this weekend. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration issued a rare storm watch, the first in nearly 20 years. The watch starts Friday and lasts all weekend. NOAA is calling this an unusual event, pointing out that the flares seem to be associated with a sunspot that's 16 times the diameter of the Earth. An extreme geomagnetic storm in 2003 took out power in Sweden and damaged power transformers in South Africa. I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. has announced a new $400 million package of military aid for Ukraine, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
National Security spokesman John Kirby says President Biden signed the latest drawdown in military assistance,
which includes additional artillery ammunition, air defense interceptors, anti-aircraft missiles, armored vehicles, artillery rounds.
The announcement came as Kiev struggles to hold off intensified advances by Russian troops. Ukraine's president warned this week of a really difficult situation in the east, but said a new supply of American weapons would help stop the Russians. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Biden administration said Friday that Israel's use of U.S.-provided weapons in Gaza likely violated international humanitarian law, but wartime conditions prevented U.S. officials from determining that for certain in specific airstrikes. It's the strongest such statement from Biden administration officials. On Wall Street, the Dow by 125 points, the Nasdaq dropped 5, the S&P 500 advanced 8. This is SRN News. Teachers in one big city have some unusual demands.
Unions generally seek higher wages for their members, and the Chicago Teachers Union is negotiating for a pay hike. But according to leaked documents, the CTU also wants the city to pay for its members' abortions, establish gender-neutral bathrooms in every school, and spend millions of dollars to provide services to thousands of illegal immigrant children. The Illinois Policy Institute, a conservative think tank, revealed the CTU documents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bipartisan group of North Carolina lawmakers has approved a bill codifying a new definition of anti-Semitism into law. A nearly unanimous House of Delegates has voted in favor of the Shalom Act, which adopts the definition provided by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. Republican House Speaker Tim Moore says the legislation could guide educators and help law enforcement agencies. This is SRN News. TikTok says it's going to start automatically labeling content that's made by artificial intelligence when it's uploaded from certain platforms.
TikTok says its efforts are an attempt to combat misinformation from being spread on its social media platform. TikTok's policy in the past has been to encourage users to label content that's been generated or significantly edited by AI. It also requires users to label all AI-generated content where it contains realistic images, audio, and video.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A judge has put Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson under a court conservatorship to oversee his personal and medical affairs after the legendary songwriter's doctor reported that he has a major neurocognitive disorder. The Los Angeles judge on Thursday appointed two longtime Wilson representatives as his conservators. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.